Hi, Anderson. Jilly Mars. Hey, Jilly Mars. Rachel Rose.
We are live on YouTube and Facebook.
Hi, Book of Faces. How is everybody? I got my wine today. My crow friend, Federico. Don't judge. We're hanging out today. We're going to talk about some herbs. If you see anything that you are interested in or you just have questions, we're not selling a lot today. We're just going to discuss herbs and their uses and different things to do with them. But, you know, feel free to ask questions anytime you want. We have some good books on it today. I'm just going to go over a couple of herbs. Melissa made these cute little succulents in a tiny little tea set. I think they're adorable. I forgot to bring my aloe plant. I felt like that was important for this show. But we'll just talk about aloe. I'm sure what everybody looks like. Or everybody knows what it looks like. I can talk. I haven't touched this wine yet, I swear. It's just a prop right now. Melissa is finishing up some business. So I guess we can get started with her. Oh, thanks, Colleen. Hello, obese squirrel. Anderson Killing. Did I say hi to you? I think I did, but hi again. Let's see. Herbs. Herbs have so many uses, and it's not too late in the year to start an herb garden. Herb gardens tend to go further into the fall, so you get a little more growing time out of your herbs than you do out of, say, vegetables. The only thing I have really coming up in my yard right this second was mint. So I'm going to show you a few things to do with that. We'll talk about some of mint's uses. Is there anything in particular anybody wants to cover about herbs while we're here? If so, just say something. We have the lovely Miss T over there. Say hi, T.
Hello.
And she's going to field your questions. So happy to be here today. It's a lovely day outside. And I got wine, so that makes everything better. I hope you all have wine. We went with the boxed wine today. We'll put that on camera in a few minutes. and we're good to go, I guess. All right, so herbs. Typically, people will use them for cooking or teas, but there are so many more things you can do with herbs than just using them in cooking and teas. You can use the same things you use for your tea to make a bath. I find that to be great fun. I like throwing tea bags in my bathtub. Usually I buy like something special mix and throw that in the bathtub. But there's a lot of healing properties in plants. We all know that. So if you can tune into the particular plant that is going to help you heal your ailment, taking a bath with it is not a bad thing to do. Also, congestion or headaches, migraines, sometimes even just dry skin. You can steam them and steam your head over them. Like you put them on a pot till it comes to a steam. Don't boil it. You just need it to make steam. It doesn't need to boil. Put a towel over your head. I'm sure you know everybody's mom had them do that with something at some point in time. And just hang out over the pot and breathe that in. Let's see, what else? I'm sure there's a way you can shower with them too. A nice hot steam shower with an herb packet wouldn't be bad. I've been saying a lot, and I really hate people that do that. So let's just dive in. Okay, tinctures. Probably see this a lot. They're not hard to make. They just take a little bit of time. So a tincture would be the herb of your choice or herbs of your choice to make a blend. And then you soak it in alcohol, not rubbing alcohol. You want to use vodka or rum. Don't drink it all. And it is one part herb to five parts of vodka. And then you put it in a jar, you shake it really good and put it in a cool, dark place for 2 weeks. And then when you strain it out, you have your tincture. And you can use tinctures in a million different ways. You can take them edibly. Be sure the herb you're using isn't toxic. You can take them edibly. You can apply them to your skin. You can put them in food. What else do you do with tinctures?
I'm just getting here.
She's late to the party.
I'm late to the party. Picking up the lost customers.
Most people just put them like right under their tongue, and then you can absorb the. That's a very easily absorbable spot in the skin under your tongue. You just absorb it into you. Or, you know, if it's like a muscle pain and you made a mint, some kind of mint eucalyptus tincture, you could put that on your sore spots and rub it in.
Wintergreen's another one, good for sore muscles.
Wintergreen's another one. So, cheers, by the way. Glad she's here.
Good.
We got the good stuff in the box.
Could you show them the box?
Not yet. Show them the box.
I was expecting Franzia. She shows up with fancy stuff.
Fancy boxes. You can't drink Franzia. You just end up with a headache.
Is it a photo box?
Photo box.
Red Revolution. Award-winning wines and eco-friendly portable packaging. Pairs well with everywhere.
It's one of the 50 wine enthusiast best picks. I know 50 sounds like a lot.
Does this say there's 3 liters of wine in here?
Yeah, there's a lot of wine in there.
Wow.
That's 4 bottles of wine in a box.
In a little box.
Yeah, we'll be drinking that Saturday, too. Oh, be sure to come Saturday. Saturday, we are doing...
What is it? Like the cauldron. It's like a live cauldron burning. We're going to sit around, have fire, burn shit. But we're going to put manifestation. So if you join us live and there's something you're working on and you want some extra help, a little extra energy, we'll bless it as well and we'll burn it and send the energy off. Or if you want to just join us with a glass of wine
and chill.
And chill. Do that too.
It is the day of the new strawberry moon.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was Friday.
Friday night. So Saturday day. And we could do new intentions. I guess the strawberry moon is the turning of
the planning of things coming through.
The planning of things, yes.
It's
when you're in change, in midst of change.
And what you're wanting to bring forth. Actually, full moon for like what you're reaping, what you've been working on, what you want to plan to.
Yeah, but the strawberry moon in particular is for like implementing change and getting off on the right foot.
Cool.
So send us your intentions. We'll burn it. Get it out there in the universe for you. You can join us. It's just going to be very casual. We're actually going to sit on the porch, I think, and do it.
Yeah.
At the house. So more fun. Hi, Stacy. Hi, Yoga Mama.
All right. I have no idea what you already covered, but you have.
Just some of the things you can do with herbs like teas and baths and inhalation, like steaming it and just breathing it in, especially mm-hmm. for congestion, allergies, headache, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Works really well for that. What would you steam for a headache?
Kind of depends on the type of headache. I know like a lot of people with migraines, they'll either automatically kind of go to a lavender or a peppermint, but migraines are kind of either there's too much blood flow to the brain or not enough.
Yeah,
and lavender.
Hi, Emily.
Is good for what is it? Too much and trying to bring down.
Yeah,
peppermint will accelerate blood flow. So
Stacy's got a sinus headache now. I have peppermint for you.
Eucalyptus and tea tree is really good. Tea tree, that inhalation aromatherapy mm-hmm. type, will help making sure it doesn't turn into an infection.
Right. Yeah, because I always put a drop of I steam eucalyptus and I put a drop of tea tree oil in the steam.
Yeah.
When I get congested or my allergies are bothering me really bad.
If you have, I have one on the aromatherapy lockets, you know, putting that on the locket.
This is Courtney has a sinus headache too.
It's the season.
It is the season. It's really crappy right now. I mean, I like it.
Isabel asked if we're taking appointments right now.
Appointments for?
Isabel, what do you want an appointment for? We'll see if we can hook you up.
Right.
I'm going to put Frederico aside for a minute. He'll be back.
He's well behaved.
He is.
He stays really well. He stays wherever we put him.
He's the best pet I ever had.
Yeah, the sinus problems are really bad. And I have found that keeping up with like the tea tree, eucalyptus, sometimes the peppermint, and like frankincense is a bronchial dilator too to help open up even the lungs too.
I didn't know that about
Parkinson's. You know, keeping that regularly, at least for me on my aromatherapy pendant, like helps make sure that it doesn't get too bad and it doesn't slip into a sinusitis infection. Because I'm usually really, really lucky. I'm always healthy. I don't get the colds. I don't get the flus. I don't get any of that. But if I let the sinus thing get out of hand, I will get a sinus infection.
Isabel was asking if to go in the store, if it's appointment only.
Oh no, we're open for business.
No, we're back to regular hours. We don't require a mask because not everybody can. So we're not going to say anything to you. We just ask that you keep your 6 foot, you know, around other customers.
Right.
And we prefer you not to have gloves if possible. It's because this gets to be a cleanup mess later, disposing of gloves everywhere.
Well, there's just a garbage can by the door, you know.
And there's one actually outside.
No, there's a garbage can outside. So if you do wear gloves, throw them in the garbage can, please. Don't leave them on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Christopher also said that he's planning a road trip with a few friends to come visit the store for the first time.
Yeah,
awesome.
Come visit us, Christy.
Come on down.
The only day you can't come is Monday. But you know what? If you're coming from a long way, like send us an email and I will be here Monday.
You know, she'll meet you here.
Like we will make it happen. Otherwise, Mondays I'm at home in my jammies trying not to work.
So I see Instagram can see this. Can we see this on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I brought this to save the tablecloth. So there's like things that no one does. It's the easiest thing in the world with herbs. And I like to do this, particularly when I hurt myself. I don't normally do it when I'm sick, but I don't get sick very often either. I have a hyperactive immune system. So you can do a poultice or a plaster. You ever made one?
No.
Oh, okay. So poultices and plasters, they're two different things. You'll hear them both. I believe they're both Old English,
like I wouldn't doubt it. Sounds
medicinal
very...
things. But a plaster is probably the easiest one, but you're really only going to want to do this if you plan on getting in the shower later. So you just take a piece of cloth and you take some kind of oil. I like coconut oil because it's good for your skin too. And this isn't going to fit in there.
Will you need a spoon?
All right.
I was going to offer to go.
Oh, a spoon would be great. Okay.
But you can dig in there with the wrong end of the spoon.
Also, Sandra says hello.
Tea, steamed some peppermint for us. So I have like a peppermint juice here. It's just water and peppermint. And we brought it up to steam. It's not the prettiest looking. Now you can do this a couple different ways. You can just take your cloth and dip it in the warm water, especially for things like arthritis, or muscle pain, the warmth really makes a big difference. It's almost like getting a heating pad plus the bonus of the herb too. Hi, Glow Chat. Are your hours the same? Yeah, the hours are the same, Stacy. So we'll be here.
Sandra and Elizabeth say hello.
Hi, Sandra. Hi, Elizabeth. So you take some coconut oil. And like I said, you can dip it in and then just wrap it around while it's warm. And then you could wrap it in a towel or another piece of cloth to keep it warm for a while. Or after it cools down, you can pop it in the microwave for about 20 seconds and put it back on. That's plenty to warm it back up. And it really does seem to help with arthritis and inflammation. But if you're going to cover a bigger area, you're going to want to make a plaster. So you're going to take your olive oil, which I could have mixed these ahead of time, but that ruins all the coconut oil. Olive oil works too. I like the coconut oil because it's pastier and it seems to stick better. Also, in a pinch, I have used Crisco. So, no shame in my game.
I usually use Crisco in some of the despacho ceremony we do in the shaman work too.
Oh, see? Crisco is great. And if your power goes out and you don't own a candle, which if you don't, shame on you, you need to call me. You can actually stick a wick in Crisco and burn it with one giant candle.
I've seen people do that with oranges, but I'm like, does it really work?
You actually do have to put wax in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Liars.
They're lying, dude.
They are so lying.
I've tried that. They fit. But when you do make them in the oranges, they smell fantastic.
They look cute.
So for this, I'm going to want to get all the good stuff out of the bottom. And there it is. All of our greens.
And we're just going to put that over the Crisco. You, like I said, you can scoop them out, drain them a little bit, and then mix it with the olive or coconut oil so it's all one big paste. But you just kind of spread it out on your cloth and literally just slap that on. Like I said, you really only want to do this if you're going to take a shower soon. Although when you have a cold and if you get some eucalyptus on here and slap it on your chest, it'll stay for a good long time because of the oil. It sticks to you and then you just get to breathe that forever. Plus it's, it soaks in. I'd like to think it gets to you through your chest, but that's probably not true. Your stuff on, turn it back inside out, and wrap it around. It does stay warmer longer this way. And again, like I said, you can throw it in the microwave for 20 seconds and it'll stay. Also, if you're not into, you know, if you don't actually need to breathe or you don't have muscle pain right now, but you're prone to it, you can put your herbs in a little bag like a dream pillow. And you can make custom dream pillows for different afflictions. And then keep them on that area or near that area. Or if you're home later and you want to steam it, you just dump it in a pot on the stove and steam away. But this is actually pretty good. I'm already messing up. So we're going to slap our coconut oil on. And really, you could use a washcloth. I think the thinner the cloth, the better, unless you're going with the plaster and you're directly applying the herbs, then a thicker cloth on the outside seems to work a little better. So we did that, and then we're going to throw some more herbs on here. And I can't seem to get a spoonful because it got stirred when I pulled the last one out. But, you know, here's the mint tea, I guess, that it made. And we're just going to put some of that on there. Mix it up with that oil a little bit. You can also, after you steam down your herbs, you can use the herbs, mix them with oil, and put them in like a chapstick tube, because the oil will harden back up, and then it'll be kind of infused with that herb smell, scent properties. It'll be infused with properties. Throw it in an old chapstick tube, and then when you got an ache or pain or something, you can just kind of smear it on.
So you're using fresh or dried peppermint?
This was fresh.
Fresh, okay. Because Wendy was wondering. Okay.
Yeah, we just cut it out of the yard before we left. I didn't even cut it. I just literally ripped
yanked
it off.
And
fresh is still going to have like the oils and those active ingredients still in the plant.
Right.
When you get dried, it kind of evaporates out. So you might still have the scent, but those
you lose
oils
a lot of the
and
properties.
Stuff that are going to give you that healing work that you need, it's going to be dried out.
And peppermint grows like a weed. It technically is a weed.
It'll overtake your yard.
It'll overtake your yard. You can grow it in a pot, no problem. So if you always want to have like a little peppermint on hand, you can grow just a little bit in a pot.
Very easy to bring indoors during winter too.
Right.
Unless you have a cat.
Really.
Keep it away from the cat.
Cats like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had one that was like steadily living for like 3 years until I brought it in after having SIP, and he literally ate it to death.
Oh, yeah, we had a cat
Hephaestus.
That did that.
That was a nice thing.
Hephaestus.
SIP ate Hephaestus to death.
So this is your poultice. And you can wrap that around whatever is ailing you, or it doesn't stick as well. That's the problem. So, but if you would rather not have the herbs directly on your skin or the oil, you can wrap it around and then wrap something around it or tie it or put a pin in it and it will stay. But I tend to find these work actually pretty well. You could also make little ones, like little dream pillows for migraines, and just put them on your head, on your temples. Mm-hmm. That seems to help for headaches and migraines.
I would assume it would help for tension headaches.
Tension headaches, especially. Yeah, that's a big one. And so now we're going to move on to, if you have any questions about these, let me know.
Elizabeth said, thank you for the candle. And she also said that catnip is related to mint.
Yes, it is.
So that's probably.
That's why the cats eat it.
My dog also eats it, so.
Does he? My dog never touch it. But I grew up in a pot because that stuff will take over.
You
oh,
saw him
chamomile.
When you first met him, he was eating it.
And there's actually two types of chamomile. You have your annual and your perennial. And the perennial actually likes being trampled. It actually helps it spread. So
I grew it last year for the first time, and it's just coming up all over my yard now.
I used to have it in the front yard, and I was wanting it to take over. So I'm like, I will never have to mow the lawn, and it will always smell awesome. And about 3 years in, like, it was gone. But, you know, I used to encourage the kids, if I'm like, ride your bike through it, stomp through it, you know, run amok amongst the chamomile.
Come on.
It started in a pot, and it jumped.
That's what happened with the chamomile.
Yeah.
Started in a pot, jumped
it
everywhere.
But yeah. So we have some more people joining us on Instagram. Hey guys.
Hi everybody. Phoenix Moon Rising. Cool name.
Clary Sage, because I don't know what can I do with Clary Sage?
Oh. Clary Sage. Clary Sage is good for relaxation. Healing. It has a lot of uses, actually. What else? I mean, I know there's
sage in general tends to be like cleansing of
space.
So even like Russian sage, like I had a kick-ass Russian sage for years in the yard, and it smelled just like white sage. But you know, instead of having these big leafy things, it was just these teeny tiny little. Like I would have to burn the whole bush to get the equivalent of like one little smudge stick. But the sage in itself. Tends to be cleansing. So, you know, if you want to use part of your clary sage for cleansing, even in baths, though, anything you use in a bath, you know, be very aware if you have sensitive skin.
Yeah.
Try it, you know, on a small spot, you know, before you submerge yourself.
Right. Please look up your herbs to find out which ones are toxic and how they're toxic. Some of them can give you a rash, and then other ones can actually kill you. So be careful.
I do have a question about sage. Do you have to go through after you cleanse the room with sage with something else? Because I've heard that you should.
I go through with Palo Santo after, right?
Yeah, that's what I
heard. There tends to be two sides of the fence when it comes to saging. Some say you have, you know, sage is cleansing, it creates a void.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever, you know, if you don't fill it in, universe will just fill it in with whatever's around. Others will say, no, because the cleansing is the action, therefore it's an automatic, like, positive goodwill thing going on, so you don't need to fill it in because you already did. I have sage many times without follow-up and have not had a problem.
I have too.
So
I've never had a problem.
Whatever makes you comfortable. The most important thing, if you're cleansing because you think you have earthbound spirits, sage really doesn't do a damn thing for demons or anything anyway. It's a whole different thing, and that's not tonight's topic. But getting the smoke everywhere, that smoke is what's doing the work for you. And if you just smudge the center of the room or just quickly in your corners, you're leaving like huge, it's kind of like cleaning your dish and only doing the rim. You know, you need to go everywhere. Because anything that you're trying to get rid of, you know, if you think of yourself like the organ man, and if you only, you know, cleanse one place, wherever you don't go is where they're going to go wait you out.
Clary sage is good for stress reduction. It has antibacterial properties. It's a natural antidepressant. It will also help alleviate some menopause symptoms and reduces menstrual cramps. I don't know where you put it for that, but that sounds great.
It's wearing, yeah, like right here.
You just lay the sage across your belly.
Buddy from Australia.
Yeah. Probably you do like a plaster like you were talking about in the right there.
Okay. Yeah, so make a plaster with your clary sage and it will help with cramps. Or as an antidepressant. I didn't know it was an antidepressant.
If you're on antidepressant medication, please always be aware what will and will not interact with medication that you're on.
Yes. St. John's wort reacts with several medications. Please don't take that unless you have, that's all you're taking. Mm-hmm. You should not take anything else with that. That's a very dangerous thing to take, in my opinion.
Always be under, medical advisor.
Yeah. And at the very least, tell your pharmacist, look, you see what I'm on. I want to take these. Is that safe? They know. So, be proactive in your healthcare.
Clockwise or counterclockwise, honestly, you can look up how to sage a million ways online. And
I don't do either.
It's just get it everywhere. If one way or the other means more to you, then do it that way, as long as you're getting it everywhere. I kind of just start wherever I happen to be standing and then just go and just making sure. I realized about myself that I almost work as, is it Roomba that does like the back end?
Yeah.
Like matching it out to make sure that I'm getting it.
Or if you have a Roomba, you can just strap the sage to the Roomba and let it go.
Right? I was going to get little gargoyles to put on top of the ones here in the store. So at night, if you looked in the windows and the Roombas were running around, you see these little gargoyles.
Oh, that'd be great.
Stacy says hello.
A Yoni steam with clary sage for cramps. That's not a bad idea. I'd try it. I'm kind of old, so I don't have those anymore. But maybe we'll get tea to try it. We'll see how that goes.
I'm like waiting, anticipating menopause. Bring it on.
Bring it on. It's not so bad. I have no complaints so far. The other thing I want to talk about for plasters or poultices is nettles. We don't have nettles here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to order some nettles. We'll get some in.
What?
Nettles. It's a plant.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've heard of stinging nettle.
Thorny nettle.
No?
Stinging nettle. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, stinging nettle is great for arthritis or inflammation of the joints. Really, really great. I mean, I haven't had any in a while, but I am going to order some more. I'll make sure she gets some so it can come to the store.
So bossy.
Works wonderfully. It does. It really does. I like it. There's a couple ways you can do it. Back in the day, they used to smack your hand or the arthritic spot with the stinging nettle so it stung. And then they would take the leaves and crush them and rub it in to where they just stung. I skipped that part and just rub it in. Works fine.
It's going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt
Right. me. Kind of like aloe, where you could just grab a chunk but the only ones I can find without growing it, and I've considered growing it, maybe I'll grow it next year, is dried. So usually I make a poultice out of it. But, or you can mix it with oil, put it in a jar, and just rub it in whenever you need to.
There you go.
That works too. If you're going to soak herbs in oil to infuse the oil with the herb, those have to sit in a warm, dark, dry place for like 6 weeks. Typically, though, if I'm going to make ointments, I use oils, whether I infuse them myself or bought an essential oil. Be careful where you get your essential oils from.
Usually, if it's at Walmart or Walgreens and they're $5 a bottle,
it's not.
It's perfume. It's not an essential oil. And that's why it takes a whole bottle to do the work for you.
Right.
It's that.
Sometimes it's worth it just to spend a little bit more and get a good bottle. Or make it yourself. When you make it yourself, though, I will tell you, you don't get that same smell like you do when it's commercially processed. Because they actually process it. There's two methods, one with alcohol, one with CO2. But that helps draw everything out. So if you're just soaking them in oil at home, you're not really getting the essence and the smell of that. But I do find that the properties, like the healing properties, seem to be pretty similar.
Mm.
Maybe slightly diminished, but pretty similar. So ointments, you can do all kinds of things with ointments. You can make so many ointments. You can use your favorite butters. Cocoa butter is a great one. I love cocoa butter. It helps heal burns. It makes a good ointment, but it hardens quite a bit. So you got to get it warm before you can use it. Or you can add some virgin coconut oil or fractionated coconut oil and watch your balances. You want it to look like a paste because it's going to get a little harder than it does in the jar. You just don't want it to be like solid in the jar.
I will say for those that burn, like I don't tan, I burn.
Right.
And last year I used coconut oil and I believe it was equal like drops amounts of peppermint oil and lavender and put that on. Mm-hmm. And the next morning, sunburn completely gone.
Nice.
So, actually, it does work pretty well.
If you had burned some aloe in there, what that would have done.
Hey, it was just very bright lobster pink.
I always have aloe. Aloe's got a million uses.
But, I only had to really put it on once, and in the morning it was gone.
Nice.
Which, normally when I burn for days, but...
And if you have aloe plants or you buy an aloe plant, you will never have to buy another one because they just keep having babies after babies after babies. I'm giving them away.
They're also really hard to kill.
And they're really hard to kill. That's true. Even harder than succulents. I can kill a succulent and I've yet to kill an aloe plant. And it's nice because you can walk by, just snap off a piece, rub it on, throw it in the garbage, and
keep going.
Poor aloe. If it still bothers you later, you come back, break off another piece. But if you're going to put it in an ointment, you actually slit it open, kind of fold it out flat like a piece of paper, and scrape the inside out, and you can mix that into your ointment.
You can even make hair masks.
Yeah, you can even make hair masks with it.
It's got some really hydrating qualities.
See, our hairdresser says it's got really hydrating qualities for your hair. So aloe's good stuff. You can even drink it. So
true.
Aloe juice is good for intestinal issues.
Mm-hmm. You can get it in cold form, you know, if you want to go buy it. If you for some reason can't stomach the thought of like eating it, you can't get aloe.
It doesn't taste that bad.
No, not really.
I feel like the texture would get to me though.
If you cook it, the texture breaks down.
Does it?
Mm-hmm. I tried cooking it. I tried cooking it with oil just to get it to infuse faster. That doesn't really work. Don't bother. Just let it sit in the shelf.
Don't waste the time.
Don't waste the time. It's one thing to heat it up, to melt it down, to put it into like a push-up tube or some kind of tube. But, you know, as for actually getting it to infuse, cooking it for long periods doesn't really do anything. Plus, you can scorch some of these very easily. Some of these herbs will smoke at very low temperatures. So, kind of...
Speaking from experience.
I do make candles. If it burns, I burned it. We want to move on to some books?
Sure. The one that we use the most, if you've ever bought herbs from here in the store, where it'll have the name and then the properties, is actually the Cunningham's Encyclopedia of Magical Herbs. The way that book is broken down, they're alphabetical. It'll give you the most common name. And then if there's funky folk names, it will be listed in there. It'll tell you what parts of the plant do what, because certain plants, like the leaves, are used one way versus another. It will tell you if it's poisonous.
The stems are used in the leaves.
Yeah. It will give you not only the like the magical, you know, properties, but you know, it'll say like good for a bath, good for, you know, what have you. But that's kind of a good good starter. Like if you're trying to really get going and you want to know what they all do, this is definitely to have one in your library.
Elizabeth,
what else
one.
Do we have? A lot of these other ones will mention different
Nikki,
things to
Nikki,
them.
Can you hear me? That somebody wants
the,
it.
The Green Witchcraft is all nature based. Don't necessarily have to have, you know, that tradition to follow to use them. As a little side note, this author, she has a kick-ass grimoire called Grimoire for the Green Witchcraft, or for the Green Witch. She covers not only herbs, but runes, tarots, ogham sticks, moon phases, little ceremonies to do for all of them. And it's about that thick. It sold yesterday, so I don't have it today, but more is on order. DJ Conway is another one. Before she passed, you know, she had been in the tradition many, many years, very knowledgeable. This is another good one to use. You got your big one there.
I got my, yeah, I brought mine. I use this a lot. This is it's a phone book. This is Prescription for Herbal Healing. I think I got it at Thrift Books for about $8. I don't even know if it is in print anymore, but I really like this one. It goes through the herbs in the beginning, like Butcher's Broom and Burdock. My problem is calendula's in here. There's some, it's
which
not a complete.
Marigold.
Yes. Yeah. Calendula is marigold. Catnip tells you the other things it's called. So when you go to the garden store, you can figure it out. But the most of the book is, let's see, from... Oh, here's the whole thing about St. John's Wort. This entire page and on to the next page. Be careful with it. Stinging nettle. There you go, right there. Witch hazel. Okay, so this part is about herbs, but then this whole rest of this book is what it's by condition, health condition.
Nice.
So you can look up arthritis or digestive issues, blurred vision, boils. Cancer, different types of cancer. There's several pages on cancer, depending on your type. They also recommend certain, what do they call them? Formulas that you can get from different formularies. And the great thing about this book is, while you're still going to have to dig, because most of these formularies aren't around anymore, in the back, it lists several pages of different formulary pharmacies with their phone numbers and their websites that
nice.
You can go to buy those formulations if you don't want to make one yourself. So I've found this to come in very handy. Hemorrhoids, heart disease. I mean, it's got virtually everything in here. Crohn's is in here. Mastitis, macular degeneration, measles, phobias. That's under anxiety disorders. sprains, strains. Syphilis, my favorite. Varicose veins.
I was kind of snickering about swimmer's itch. I've never heard of swimmer's itch.
Does it mean like swimmer's ear or like?
No, usually swimmer's ear I would think is something different because usually your ear won't itch. Like you can't hear, you get water trapped in there. But swimmer's itch.
What is it? Read the description. Now I'm interested.
Where did you see? I know, like while you're
flipping. I was flipping.
Yeah. Are they alphabetical? So
they are.
The S's, and it's going to be on this side.
Swimmer's itch.
There you go. Right above your syphilis.
See under parasitic infections. So it's a parasitic infection.
It's suddenly not funny anymore.
Ew.
I don't think we want to read that one anymore.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either.
Do you know syphilis is syphilis in every language?
Yeah.
Got really bored in a bookstore one day and looked it up in every foreign language dictionary I could find, and it's all just syphilis.
Wow.
There you go.
Elizabeth said that swimmer's itch is a rash.
Oh, swimmer's itch is a rash. Okay. apparently caused by parasites.
Swimmer's itch is a lot more,
that's more complicated than I thought it was.
Started off all funs and games.
Yeah, and then turned into something serious.
I need
one. Well, okay then.
Drink your wine. All right. The other place I like to get a lot of my knowledge from is like old country recipe books. Like the survival books.
Yeah, good survival Midwest Native Skill type.
Right.
Actually, that's a company, Midwest Native Skills.
There's one called something Farm, the Farming Guide of 18 something. I forget. It's a period book, and you know, sometimes I have a hard time reading some of it, but it does have in there everything from how to grow a chicken to how to cure a rash.
How to grow a chicken?
Yeah, how to have it, you know, how to take care of your chickens.
That was a huge book we had at Borders.
Yeah.
Now that you, I mean, it was like
Country Skills, I think, it is one of the other ones too that's really good. So don't just stick to witchy, herby books. You can really do some digging.
Grandma's like, their stuff was passed down.
Yeah,
passed down
because it worked. And it was not toxic with 25,000 side effects.
Chemicals and everything else that's been tampered with.
Right.
Well, you know, it's funny because...
Although if you see somewhere that for a sore throat, you have to put 3 worms on a string and wear them live around your neck, don't do that.
No.
It doesn't fix it.
Bumpkiss.
Bumpkiss. Total bumpkiss.
Though, right after I had my son, you know, it was the whole engorged with milk and needed
cabbage
to
leaves.
Yes, that shit works, guys. Cabbage
I
leaves.
I did it too.
Shrinks it right down.
Cabbage leaves made it feel better almost instantly.
Yeah,
I was quite amazed
it was like
with
overnight,
that.
Overnight, like woke up and like,
so much better.
Sweet. Husband wasn't happy, but who cares?
Who cares? I don't mind the smell of cabbage. I know some people do. My mom can't stand it. I love it.
The whole like the clove in the mouth, like if you got a sore tooth,
right?
Toothache,
clove. I use a lot of clove.
Yeah. Clove's also good for like abundance too. Just a fun, fun little thing.
I put it in a lot of candles.
You can also like boil it on the stovetop. Just don't boil your pot out. So clove, cinnamon, orange. That whole Christmassy smell.
Yes.
Is actually a very good abundance working. And it's funny how that comes into play at Christmas right before the beginning of the year, what everybody's trying to bring in anyway.
Right. More abundance.
So yeah, feel free to boil that on your stovetop. Keep an eye on your stove. Don't boil it out. Not that I've done that or anything.
Bet you all thought we were going to talk about herbs and magic work, didn't you?
I guess we could do that real quick.
We could probably do that a little bit. We got time.
We do, because where are we going?
Nowhere. Yeah. I got a box of wine that's equivalent to 4 bottles. I could be here a long time and be okay.
If I got to sleep, man, I'll just put the seats down in the Durango.
Go out, take a nap.
Right. It's all good.
I say we just camp out on the floor.
You know, before all of this
I
started.
I call the little tent.
I actually had customers that were like, you should do sleepovers in the store and let everybody sleep with the crystals. I'm like, who wants to sleep on this concrete floor? But I mean, granted, there's carpet. But
they can bring air beds.
Seems like so not comfortable.
Well, air mattress goes a long way.
I'm too old to sleep on the floor. I will need to make the poultice.
That's why it's called
to feel better when I get up in the morning off the floor.
We'll just make it before. We'll be preemptive.
There we go.
Put it on before you go to
that
bed.
That requires planning.
Yes.
Magical properties of rose water and rose petals.
Rose is very, very high.
It's got
high
a lot
energy.
Of properties.
A lot of blessing work. A lot of sanctifying.
Yes.
So in a lot of like angel work or saint work, there's a lot of rose water, rose petals that are included.
If you're fighting demons and you don't have holy water, rose water works well too.
You know, I'm sure everybody's
tried that yet.
No. I have yet to run across one.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, I'm sure maybe one day I'll get my ass thrown through a wall.
I know this kid that I swear is one, so.
And I'm also the sort that will stand back up and be like, bring it for her. Not afraid, but I'm sure everybody's heard the story where after a house or place has been cleansed,
raspberry
smell.
For tea. Yeah, raspberry
yes.
is great.
Raspberry so, tea. But then physically, rose and neroli and there's one more, like for beauty, for the skin to keep it supple.
Yeah.
To
rose water, you can use it as a toner.
Yeah, rose water is great toner.
Mm-hmm.
But. Yeah, back to magically.
But, you know, so if you are wanting to, you know, you've cleansed your sacred space and you want to bless it, you want to sanctify it, rose water is a good way. If you are having some trouble sleeping and you feel, you know, like nightmares and whatnot after you've, you know, done maybe the stones for sleeping and this, you
rose
know,
is things, very calming.
Spray your sheets down with rose, unless you know you have a guy and maybe that leads into other reasons why you're not sleeping. could be kind of productive.
Then you might want to try the cabbage.
right. As much as women love vanilla, most guys hate it.
Actually, I don't like vanilla at all.
So you can always like rose and vanilla. Maybe that'll keep your guy
on that side,
on his side of the bed.
Yeah. Don't touch me. I'm sleeping.
Right. I have work to do in my sleep. Leave me alone. I have some astral traveling. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Rose is very calming too. So if you have a lot of chaos going on, rose water should help calm that situation.
Mm-hmm.
It diffuses anger.
There's also like certain roses have certain numbers of petals. There's something to be said with different types
of roses
because of the petal counts.
Yes.
And what you're doing with it. If you do a lot of archangel work.
With coconut oil. Roses with coconut oil? Or vanilla with coconut oil? vanilla and coconut's not bad. That's not a bad combination. I don't mind vanilla tied in with other things, but straight
just
vanilla
by itself.
Right.
It's kind of like my teeth actually kind of feel like they're hurting.
Yeah.
So sweet.
Like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
Did your parents ever do the thing where they're just like, you want to try vanilla extract because you think it smells good, so it must taste good too?
Yeah, vanilla with coconut oil.
Yeah, that does sound good, vanilla with coconut oil. No, I've never actually tried vanilla extract, and I didn't have parents that would have made me try that.
My grandma had me do it.
I make my own vanilla extract, by the way.
So
okay. Come on back to this. Vanilla beans. And either vodka or bourbon. I've made both. I use the bourbon. You have to let it sit for 6 months. This is not a quick and easy kind of thing. Put it in a dark jar with a vanilla bean that you slice open. Just dump it in the jar. Fill the jar with liquor. Let it sit for 6 months. And it is the bomb. It's the best vanilla ever, especially the bourbon one. Great in vanilla cakes.
Mm-hmm.
things that are actually vanilla flavored, because you get a little hint of that depth that the bourbon brings with it. So something else to do with vanilla. I'd say herbs, but vanilla is actually an orchid. Very difficult to grow.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
On from the magical side of some of the stuff, if you're using certain oils and you're making your own magical blends, great. They actually work better when you make them yourself, if you can. But if you're wanting to wear them, please be aware that there are certain oils that are considered hot. Peppermint, wintergreen, some of the mints. What's another one? But if you were to put it, what they call neat, directly to the skin without diluting it, some people like it burns your skin.
Right.
Like I'm
lucky. Tea tree will do it.
Yeah.
If you have sensitive skin.
I can actually put peppermint right on. I'm okay. Other people can. And then your citrus oils, lemons, bergamot, oranges.
Those are tough.
Photosensitive. So if you're somebody like me who you don't tan and you burn, those oils will make
Courtney
you burn.
Says clove is hot too, she believes.
Yeah, clove and cinnamon as well. But the photosensitive, the citrus oils will make you burn in the sun quicker and harder.
Right.
So be careful with that. As
it's
well as
like how if you spray
oil,
like
not diluted or
lemon
juice
on your hair, it'll lighten your hair. That's,
right. Like if she was saying, if you spray lemon juice in your hair will get lighter. It's the same thing with your skin.
Back in the 80s.
Yeah. Remember Sun In? You spray it in.
I actually got that when my hair was still brown.
You know, and if you grow a lot of plants, like I used to have the dream that I was going to have a huge garden and I was going to have everything all of that. Long before adulting, responsibility, working, and children.
Owning your own store.
Yeah, that too.
It's very time consuming. We're not recommending it.
So not as fun as I thought. No, it is great. I love doing it. I wouldn't trade it for the world. The working at the bookstore was great too.
I like working at the bookstore.
I got paid to be the book nerd that I am.
I didn't. I got paid to fire people. But it was still fun.
It's on the table.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, some traditions will, you know, your plants can be your familiars just as much as animals, four-leggeds, fur babies.
That's true.
So your plants can be your familiars. And even in the type of shamanism, I practice the Indian shamanism from the Quechua people. You communicate with the plants just like they're people. And even in that Green Witchcraft book, like if you are taking something from the plant because you need it, you do a communication and you give it thanks.
I didn't thank my peppermint. I have a feeling it's going to keep growing out of spite.
It might. Like, oh yeah, I'm going to jump into your yard now. But it's that reciprocal, you
give
know,
and take.
Give and take. Sometimes they'll say, give a little coin. And if, you know, we know the plant's not going to take that quarter down and go do something with it. But another element. I have no idea what they do when I go to bed.
That's true.
I mean,
that chamomile gets around, let me tell you. Bet you that thing's taking that quarter and getting something.
Right? You know, but then the thought being another elemental will kind of use that. So you're giving back to nature. You're giving your thanks for
taking that. Dr. Dragon says, a flower and a stone have souls in my shaman belief.
Mm-hmm.
I believe plants have souls. I also believe plants have preferences. I mean, there's plants I follow to the letter with care, and they just don't seem to like me. And then I have, like, one plant I almost completely neglect, and it loves me to death.
Orchids hate me.
Orchids hate me. I name them victim. I was up to victim number 7 before I quit. And it's like, that's it.
Don't take it out on the poor orchids, man.
I just wanted to love it. It didn't want to love me.
I would love him and pet him and name him George.
Yes.
Now, usually I can be the person that will go to the clearance section, find the half-dead thing, and, like, bring it back.
Yeah.
I have found in the last year or two, it's a little more work and struggle. Like, I'm maybe not that person right now.
You're probably not that person.
No.
Like, last year, I was very much that person. I brought back nearly dead ferns, and that's not easy. But this year... Not too many things seem to like me much this year.
Though I have a rose bush I cannot kill.
I have one too.
It comes back to bite.
It does. I think there's something buried under it.
There's not even a scent to it anymore. Like, it needs to die. It refuses to die.
Every vine gets like 4 flowers, but the vines grow like 30 feet.
it was gone for like 2 years. Like, we dug it up, we salted it, we burnt. Like, it was gone for 2 years. And then all of a sudden that bitch is back.
Yes.
You've got to be fucking kidding me. Fine, whatever, you can stay. I'll leave.
It's always good to have that one stubborn plant.
I just need to figure out how to get my cat from eating all of my inside. Good luck. I think we're all trying to figure out how to get our cats to not.
Yeah. I stopped growing things the cats would eat because it was pointless.
So. I have seen some really cute things on Pinterest where people like make these hanging garden.
Yeah, I sent one to my son. They just took a board and drove 4 holes in the corner and put ropes in, and they tied the ropes together and did it to one eye hook in the ceiling, and they had this big board that the plants actually grow down off of.
Sounds really pretty.
It was really pretty, and it seemed really simple.
Roses are much more hardy than the rose growers, if they want you to know. Yes, they are. They're a lot more stubborn than we are.
They're not going anywhere.
It depends. My parents can kill roses.
Courtney says clearance plants are her favorite. Those are everybody's favorite. Next to free. Free is better than clearance, but I will take clearance anyway.
What did I just get? Oh, what kind of plant is it? Shit. Never mind.
Green
continue.
Kind?
Damn near dead kind.
But green?
Lilac.
Oh,
lilac. Ooh. This poor thing. Poor, pitiful. It's pitiful. It's like coming back, but it was pitiful.
I'm allergic to lilac.
Really?
Not the flower, the bush.
Oh. Most people are allergic to rue.
So I won't be growing that.
That's why I'm taking it with me.
Okay, good.
Rue is a very, very protective plant. Grow it near, like, the, like, if you have a garden walkway, like, at the end of your walkway onto your property or next to your door. If you do any old world, like, Stegoria, it's a plant that's used a lot that way. And it got to be a real hard plant to find. Like, I can't even get dried rue right now, because every so many years the government goes through this whole thing, like, you can't have it, and then all of a sudden we can.
Why?
Fine, I'll grow it myself.
Why? Because that's another one that's pretty toxic. Pretty.
I mean, like,
or is it invasive?
Like, no, it's more toxic than invasive. It's great
rue.
To burn. It's great to grow.
R-U-E, rue, root of something. Rovalens is the scientific name. So, you know, actually went in one of my regular customers who worked at a greenhouse, like, kept an eye out for me and found one and finally got a decently sized. And when they were redoing my basements, I'm like, you kill that plant, I will kill you. And put you in the basement that you're getting ready to seal. But it's coming back, and hopefully soon by the end of this year it'll be big enough that I can actually, you know, harvest some of it and have it for the store. But most people, like, you barely touch it and like your skin will just automatically start breaking out. And when I had mine, like, I was so happy, I was holding it and it was like up in my face and like no reaction.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Cause I was just about to call you stupid. So
what the hell are you thinking? I love my room.
You want to hook some poison ivy too while you're at it?
I've walked through poison ivy and not had reactions.
A lot of people don't.
I mean, as sensitive as my skin is to stupid shit, not plants, apparently.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Unless I overthink it, then I start itching. Kind of like if you know some little Johnny down the road has lice and your head's itching. Like,
don't even say that word. Now I'm going to scratch the rest of the night.
Guys, ask questions if you like. We're just kind of shooting the shit right now.
Okay, magical folk healing. These are the kind of books I like. I find the most information in the folk books. I really think I do. Mm-hmm. I was going to say I don't use a lot of herbs in my magic work, but every candle I make has herbs in it, so I'm a liar.
I was going to say I put so much like flowers and herbs and stuff like that on top of those candles.
I put a lot of them in there. I have quite an extensive apothecary going now in my craft room, but I will say about half of those came from magical books, and the other half came from folk healing.
Mm-hmm.
Folk healing issues. This one's nice because it's herbs, oils, and recipes for health, healing, and magic. So you get a little bit of everything in this one. And it's a good, it's $17.99, great price. It's a nice size because I can carry it around the house or sit it in the kitchen and
go grab the other iPad because we're getting ready to lose that one.
Oh, we're going to lose the iPad. Oh, no. But this goes through. Oh, cactus. Cactus is hot. Who knew?
People eat cactus. Like, there's a specific type that you can eat.
It's the fruit of the cactus. It's not the actual. Anybody know if you can eat cactus?
There's like a flat one. It doesn't have any, like.
Ticks are terrible this year. Citronella?
I love citronella so much.
Yeah,
it's good for like pest control, kind of like it. The mosquitoes don't like the scent of it.
Mosquitoes also don't like lavender.
Yes. They do not.
Or white lavender, sage and bonfires,
mints, and if you're prickly pear, that's it. Thank you, Courtney. Prickly pears you can eat. Mints and diatomaceous earth. Do you even know what
that is? I'm gonna smile and nod.
Diatoms are itty bitty little animals that live in the ocean. And when they die, they basically make kind of a sand. And what they do is they pull that sand and they crush it down into powder. Now, basically, what happens is that turns into powdered glass is what it's like. You shouldn't breathe it. If you're going to use it, you need to wear a mask to keep it out of your mouth. It's very irritating and can do some real harm if you already have one.
Sorry, Instagram guys, we had to switch out iPads, so you might have felt drunk there moving
so
around.
You missed out on the diatomaceous earth begin. But diatomaceous earth around the yard will kill bugs. Unfortunately, it will also kill some of the beneficial ones, but if you're really having a problem with ticks, you know, you could put them in the areas that you hang out in, or put it in the areas you hang out in, and that will help a bit.
I was talking about nopales. They're the pads of the cactus.
So the pads of the cactus are safe to eat of all cactus?
I think in some of them
it's actually the innards, like the soft parts.
Yeah.
Because some
of them are an emetic and will make you sick.
Yeah.
The cactus. So the one with the pear.
Oh, it's cactus and the pear. You can eat that one. There you go. Now we all learned something.
And if you don't cook it right, it tastes bitter, apparently.
I love learning stuff.
Is everybody back? Yay, we're getting everybody back.
Everybody's coming back.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
Okay. What else we got? Did we this one?
The magic of herbs?
We did.
Okay.
The witch house. The house witch. I'm sorry.
Oh. Allergies kicking in.
Your complete guide to creating a magical space with ritual spells for hearth and home. This is not as good as the kitchen witch, which I should have brought the cottage witch and the kitchen witch with me too. We need to get those back in here.
They're probably on a reorder.
Probably.
There's so many things I'm waiting to come in once warehouse is open in other states. So
this is how to use magic and herbs and some old fashioned sacred foods, mixing potions and blends to make a happier home. Haven't actually read this one, but I might. It's kind of small. Probably knock it out tonight. Bringing spirituality to your kitchen, blessing your cauldron. Yes, you need to bless your cauldron. Saturday, we're selling just cauldrons, so that'll be fun.
Made by Nikki herself.
Yes, made by Nikki herself. How to use your cauldron. The power of basic needs, such as food and shelter, and how to understand that and incorporate that power into what you're doing. So I'll check that out and like get back to you on that.
Do a book review.
I'll do a book
review.
This
is good because.
Yeah, I like this book because Green Magic, the Sacred Connection to Nature. I like it.
This is, again, that Anne Mora, the whole Green Witchcraft 1, 2, and 3, and she's got that grimoire. It's a lot of being in connection with nature, those little beings, those little sprites. And I know I mentioned before about how, like, if you're taking something from a plant or other deities, divas, you know, they say,
do you do a book club? No, but we could.
We might need to.
We might need to because we both
old
came
bookstore
from books.
Managers.
That's
here.
How we met is books.
Right. And then here we are. How many years later?
It's been a minute.
Seven,
eight-ish.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Ten? Has it been 10?
Mm-hmm. I bought a Goddess Elite in 2011.
I'm old.
It's been a minute, guys. But if you're really wanting to get into the whole nature work, this is one great religion. Not necessarily Wicca, but another way of getting into that.
Not necessarily Druid. Just
right.
Green.
Right.
Think just green just man. Green.
But in this, a little fun thing about this one, because I read all of her books, she was one of the first ones I was drawn to. You do not think you're nature divas, because when you thank them, it kind of implies that you're above them and they serve you and everybody's equal in this tradition. So it's a little different way of going.
I like it.
So if you just like investigating different types of things, learning more, her Green Witchcraft is pretty neat.
Anyway.
All right, we're going to play a fun game real quick because it's 8 o'clock. So we're about done with this. You
turn into buttons.
You ready? We're going to play What Do You Do With That?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. We're going to see if we can stump her. All right. There you go. Lemon balm. Boom. What you got?
Love, fertility, antidepressant.
You can't read the label.
Well, I don't have them all. But we have to let them know what they're doing. Feminine resonates with moon and Neptune in water. So one of the things you can do with your dried herbs, baths, and a little side note, if you're doing baths, please put it in one of those little
tea bags,
like bags, and let the water run through it as your bathtub's filling. That way, when you drain your water out, you don't eventually maybe possibly have plants growing in your pipes. You might need to call a plumber at some point.
Have you done that before?
No, but I've heard a lot of people that have had this problem. And it just kind of keeps your bathroom a little cleaner.
Plus, you don't get out of the tub with herb stuff all over you.
Yeah. So, you know, bathing, tea. But again, like if you were doing...
I throw out my tea. I grow it in the backyard, and I just take the fresh leaves right off the plant, squish them up, and throw them right in the tea.
You know, for fertility and good love... Stuff. You know, grinding this up and sprinkling on your carpet underneath your bed.
Good idea.
So around the bed.
Make your own carpet fresh.
Right. Sweet. Yes.
I do have two essential oils anyways. Baking soda, bunch of essential oils, shake the crap out of it, and let it sit for overnight. The next day you got carpet fresh and scent of your choice, choosing.
Right.
All right, one more. Let me see if I can make this hard on you.
In the meantime.
I can.
Coriander. Coriander. Because I am drawing a quick blank. Pull out your book, Coriander.
What do you want to bet it's not
while you're looking up the coriander? You know, another way that sometimes will clog up your drain when you're using your herbs. Some people like to do that energy cleansing. And they cleanse their aura and they flush everything down the drain. Some sides of the fence will tell you to actually picture all of that negativity going all the way out to the sewer. So it doesn't get stopped in your pipes halfway down and start kind of help build up.
Healing. It's been used in love sagits and spells. The powdered seeds, warm wine to make an effective lust potion.
Lust potion. Biological. Wow.
Throw that in here.
Some wine.
Yeah. We're some wine. We're making lust potions.
They're used for healing, especially using headaches. Worn for this purpose.
You can use different dried herbs as incense too. You match your herb and incense to the spell work that you're doing, or your prayer work, meditation work that you're working on,
or the candle that you're making.
Like we have one put together that I make. Knick. It's fun to say.
It is fun to say.
It's a lot of different. Used a lot for like ancestral work, blessing work of your altar. But it's a fun. It smells really good too. Certain recipes of kinnikinick, you can smoke. Mine, you probably don't want to. There's some light sage in it. Wouldn't taste very good. Be really harsh. Don't smoke the kinnikinick that's made here.
What are we looking at? Coriander. The seeds are used for easing headaches and are worn for this purpose. If pregnant, eat coriander and their future children will be ingenious. There you go. If you're pregnant, have some coriander. Your kid will be Einstein.
Are you buying that?
No.
Okay, no more babies coming out of here.
Yeah.
He's done. One's enough. He's smart enough. And, you know, fun little. He's so smart. And when he was little, I forget what the hell he did. But I'm like, damn it, Rune, you're so smart. Why are you doing this? And he said something along the lines about, like, how it's more fun to use his smarts for evil. And I'm like, you are so my kid.
My oldest son, when he was 4, woke me up at 3 in the morning to ask me what gravity was. I'm like, is this what you think about?
Anything to stay up a little bit longer.
And I told him gravity was the force that holds your ass in bed, so go back there.
And that's when you get out the chloroform. We're taking a nap.
What was that sleepy time spray on one of the Saturday Night Live? Or yes. One of those.
Yes.
Sleepy time spray.
More on kinnikinick. You will find a lot of use in kinnikinick in like hoodoo traditions, but there's at least 5 different herbs, but there's a few different recipes for it. Some, like I said, are smokable if you want it kind of like in a peace pipe thing. I don't make that kind. I make that kind for cleansing and sanctifying. So it kind of does the cleansing, the blessing, the purifying, all of that together. Mm-hmm. When I make it in a huge batch because it is a pain in the ass to make. It's a lot of grinding. That's where I have learned the $10 coffee grinder from Walmart is a hell of a lot better than an $80 coffee grinder from Amazon.
Hey,
yes. That Walmart coffee grinder will go through that birch and willow bark more than...
I bought a $15 ninja chopper and I've yet to kill it. And I've tried.
Sounds like a challenge.
I have tried.
We're going to use that on the next kinnikinick round.
We used it at Christmas.
We did.
We did.
Juniper berries will gum up some pretty...
Yeah.
Pretty
that's
awful.
Kind of icky.
So there is juniper berry in there is one thing that makes that sweet.
Oh, also for your poultice and your plasters, honey. Especially if it's like a cut, a scrape, or, you know, honey has huge antibacterial properties. So, you know, you can use honey instead of the coconut oil or whatever oil with your herb and slap it on. That is great stuff.
Something else it does for the skin. Doesn't it help with elasticity?
Oh, yeah. Honey is really good for your skin. So honey is great. And it never goes bad.
Don't go outside by the bees.
No, or ants.
Don't steal it. Buy it. Don't steal it.
So you guys have any last minute questions? Because I think we're running out of stuff to bullshit about.
Yeah, we're about done. Any questions? Anybody? Bueller?
Bueller? You want to mention the candles?
The candles. We have the tarot candles back in stock. We're pretty much out of them. We have all 8 now. The Fool, the Lovers,
Magician,
the world, the Wheel of Fortune, the Hierophant, the Fool, the High Priestess, Death, which smells amazing.
Thank you.
You ever make a tower one?
No.
No, we didn't make a tower
one. Make a tower one.
Okay. We'll make a tower candle.
Because these cute little guys are sitting here, this is a real, real succulent.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much a real one. Everybody tends to have them right now.
Can
because
die.
They're cheap.
Won't that?
What's good for Abdo-Pa?
I don't know what Abdo-Pa is.
I don't either.
Abdominal pain?
Upper abdominal pain. Oh.
Okay.
I'll look that up. You can talk.
While she investigates, you can't see her. Cute little succulents, even aloes, are really good, cute, cheap, protective live plants. Because they're pointy and spiky, keeping them by the door kind of helps protect energy coming in, is one way to use these little plants that come around every year. And because, you know, you can keep them indoors, if you bring them indoors come wintertime, then they're protecting on the inside of the house for you. She's looking. So your aloes, your little pointy, spiky little plants or cactuses. So, you know, they could be dual purpose for you. If you keep a little cup of rice and a few coins inside that rice right behind it, that's supposed to bring prosperity into your home or place of business as well. So putting that behind your little protective, cute little mohawk looking plant, you know, will be your little abundance drawing cup. And supposedly, you know, you refresh that rice once a year to help welcome in the new blessings as you're, you know, burning or simmering your cinnamon, your orange, cloves and other prosperity herbs. See, Courtney, your little cactus kind of told you where to put him.
Okay. It kind of depends on what's causing your abdominal pain. And it looks like you should avoid coffee and milk products, avoid products sweetened with sorbitol. And it says if it's just like inflammation and irritation, you should use slippery elm bark. And take 1/2 to 1 teaspoon and 1/4 cup of hot water as often as needed. Let's see, if it's stomach cramps, that would be peppermint.
It's also good for nausea.
Marshmallow root also helps form a protective layer in your stomach to fight off any other problems. Fennel seed is for constipation and gas.
Pancreatitis.
I wish you'd have said that.
Oh, don't spill the wine.
That's alcohol abuse to spill it.
Spill the wine. Drink that girl.
Peppermint's really good for nausea, especially like motion sickness. Put a couple drops of peppermint in your hands diluted so you don't burn yourself, but just breathe it in. Really helps. So if you're going on a cruise or if you get motion sickness in the car, that's one thing you can have with you. Pinched nerve.
Meadow sweet. Which I've never heard of.
This is for the pancreatitis, right?
Yeah, for the pain. Kava reduces pain, may induce sleep. Ginger. Echinacea helps relieve pain even in advanced cancers. Kandurango. You ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
Boswellia. Yeah, there's some weird ones. Turmeric. Turmeric is a good one for
that. And it's
that.
Everywhere right now.
And it's everywhere. Also, what is the other thing I'm thinking of?
And I have it in an oil. Oh, geez. Copaiba. Copaiba? 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 Copaiba?
Copaiba.
C-O-P-A-I-B-A. Yeah, that.
It works in the brain receptive cells, very similar to what CBD does.
Yes. So that's good for some pain relief. But I'm sure if you do a little bit more research on the internet, they will be able to tell you what herbs would be great for your specific symptoms of pancreatitis. So I hope that eases for you. We will burn an intention for you on Saturday for that.
So for nerve pain and pinched nerve, that can be because I still have pinched nerves on my back. I used to do P90X until I went to bed fine, woke up, couldn't move, and it's still an issue. I find that the wintergreens, like the Bengay type things, like, you know, the old granny smell, those types of herbs, that's why they use them and why it smells like wintergreen, because it works. It brings blood flow, helps the muscle kind of like relax, if I'm remembering this correctly. But it's getting the muscles around that area to release where the nerve will be unpinched. Whether you use heat or ice can go either way. Heat can cause inflammation. It might feel good in the meantime, but it's causing that muscle to swell more. So ice will shrink it more, you know, will help it shrink.
Heat for pain, ice for swelling. If you're not sure which,
Alternate. Sometimes a TENS unit can be helpful.
I have one. That is fantastic.
Just be careful. A friend of mine who is a physical therapist yelled at me when he found out that I have one and it'll go for 80 minutes. He's like, please don't let it go for 80 minutes. You're burning out the muscle.
See, mine only goes for like 15, but I do run it consecutively a few times. So
I put that baby right on back here. I lay in bed and I'm out. And I know it went for the full 80 minutes and it felt fantastic. But I get yelled at when that happens. But a TENS unit,
A TENS unit and eucalyptus is in a lot of bath salts and soaks for pain too. That usually tends to help a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I massage it myself. You got to try and see what works for you. It's kind of hard sometimes.
Sometimes even chiropractic, depending on where the pinched nerve is, getting that release. We were just actually talking before this live about how awesome the medieval torture rack sounded. Yes. That stretching rack.
Stretch it all out.
Stretch everything out.
I'm going to be drawn and quartered. It'll be awesome.
Yes, bring out the horses. Stretch me. Weird.
I know.
It's the wine talking, guys.
You're welcome, Dex. Thank you for coming. We appreciate everybody being here today.
But yeah, join us on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. We're just chit-chatting and chilling. Gonna have a little fire.
Yeah,
it'll be fun.
Kind of like the community bonfire without being at the same bonfire because, you know, COVID sucks.
Yeah, COVID sucks. What time are we doing this Saturday?
I think it was around 6:30.
All right, Saturday around 6:30. Tune in. We'll see you there.
Bring your intentions that you want to work on or things that you want to,
talk about.
And we'll.
You have more questions about herbs? You know, whatever you want to talk about. We're here for you. We love the Book of Faces and the Grammars.
The Grammars is the grammar.
With the Grammars.
What about the YouTubers?
My YouTubers. I love my YouTubers.
Don't forget about the YouTubers.
My podcasters. And
we haven't announced that yet.
That's
coming, guys.
Oops.
So soon, if you're a podcaster.
Yeah, there will be some podcasting going on somewhere. I'm not saying it's here.
Cut out of the bag.
But somewhere.
Along the way, we're waiting on some logo artwork and some
topic. Mr. JV is going to be getting on us some artwork, and then everything will be launched, and we'll have big announcements. Maybe we'll have a podcast party.
Because we don't have enough going on in
life. Yeah, we got no life, really. None.
Who sleeps?
I don't. No. Clearly. No. No.
No.
That's what cover-up's for.
I don't even try. Look at this. All right, everybody. Well, hopefully you can join us on Saturday. Have your intentions and
a glass of wine or whatever else you like to drink around the
bonfire.
We're
going to have our box of wine.
This cracks me up. I have never seen a box of wine quite like
four
this.
Four bottles for $20. You really can't beat that. That's amazing.
That's fucking great.
I know.
It's fucking fantastic.
How much do bottles cost?
Shit. This is great. Go find one, guys.
All right. Good night, everybody. Bye. Thank you.
This is where I get up and go turn it off.
Yes. We need a remote for the thing so we can turn Instagram off.